Hello, everyone. Welcome to yet another episode of the 1000 Screaming Goats podcast. My name is Thomas, and joined with me are the adventurers, Pete and Derek.
Hold on, I gotta open my applesauce.
Yeah, every episode.
Yeah, I didn't realize that's where we came in.
Hey, this is not mac and cheese.
You're gonna have to want to bring your mac and cheese, your surprise mac and cheese, on this adventure tonight, because
hey, well, they do sell. What do they call them? MREs.
Yeah. Well, you're gonna need to bring those MREs because where we're going tonight is a lot more terrifying from last episode. It is something that's far more terrifying, yet probably the most beautiful thing that mankind has ever seen. Tonight.
My dick.
Tonight we are talking about the incredibly dangerous space. It's our final frontier. These are not the adventures, but these are the stories of the 1000 Screaming Ghost podcast here.
I mean, honestly, like, my only real experience with space is conspiracy theories, me being a goddamn nerd, Gundams. That's really about it.
Well, I mean, I don't know very much about them. I can neither confirm nor deny.
If you go to me, then it's just nothing at all.
But Ed is a large bouquet of information, so I'm really curious.
I have been so excited.
It's so
for
sad
this
that
episode.
You're so excited, and we're just like, yeah. Yeah.
I mean, I definitely have comments. I mean, this is going to be exactly like the apocalypse episode.
But before we start, I was reminded yesterday, I was chatting with Derek, and he told me to remind him.
Wait, you were talking to Derek and not to me?
That's you never join in. But he wanted me to remind him about a grimace he has with you, Pete.
What? No, that's impossible. We get along like in every way.
I don't know. There was one post that you posted in our general chat.
Am I canceled?
I actually have no idea what he's saying because I love Pete.
I win!
You're making me out to be the bad guy.
You are
no,
the bad
just
guy.
I'm curious on what this is.
Yeah.
Because what shit did I even say? I
mean, yeah, it was Thomas something that he posted on general chat that ended up leading to him getting
yo,
spammed.
Actually, I do it. Actually, Pete, fuck you.
Wait.
Remember that time that you fucking, like, posted a fucking load formula on a fucking bowl, and, like, now I've literally now, if you go to history.google.com, you can stop all, like, history-related things. I've done that now because of you, because I didn't stop seeing formula. Open, I shouldn't say make us, as soon as I clicked it, I was like, shouldn't have fucking done that. Like, I literally got an ad, like, scrolling through Instagram talking about, like, to them.
I will say,
maybe you should explain.
Another, a fucking ad as well, of this, okay.
The testimonials are on point, though. The testimonials.
This is the start to our space episode. You're talking about fucking producing courts.
Basically, a podcast I listen to, they have gotten into the jizz biz, and they've created a formula that increases your load, and it's called the load stack. I just thought it was funny, and I introduced Derek and Thomas to it in case they wanted to, you know, make some stuff happen. It's just so funny that you're getting that and I'm not. So that leads me to believe you're looking at a lot of other things that I'm not that are producing these ads to come to you. So blame yourself.
I do look
at
a lot of weird things on YouTube. YouTube
there you go.
Takes me down some weird things sometimes.
Everybody.
Go back click and I'm like, wow. What am I even watching anymore? Like fucking
it
all
brings
of
you down.
Is on. Hold on. I'm sorry. All of Berserk and like there's some like I've been, like, just watching, like, large chunk seasons of anime. I'm like, damn, there is a lot of titties on YouTube. I did not even expect... Okay, all right. Okay. I'm streaming to watch Tenchi Muyo. Why are you trying to whip a dick out and whip some titties out? And why?
Berserk is a little out there, isn't it?
Berserk was good until...
Which Berserk were you watching?
I just watched the old movies. There was, like, a commentary of, like...
The Golden Age
off script. But it's like 8 hours on YouTube of just all the old, like, what was it, 70s movies?
Was it Oh, okay, never mind. I was thinking about, well, I guess, yeah, the like Golden Age ones were, like, the remix.
Like, being mercenaries before he, like, got his arm fucked up and his eye fucked up.
I thought there was only the old anime, and then the movies that came out recently, like the CGI movies, yeah. And then the CGI show. Maybe I missed one.
It's like, I actually don't know. I've never actually watched Berserk. That's actually why I watched. I've been trying to, like, just catch up.
Was there any CGI?
No, thank God.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so they like...
It's like the old...
In the late 2000s, they, like, remade that specific arc, the Golden Age arc. Yeah. And they released them as movies. And yeah, they include some CGI. And the CGI gets better integrated as the movies go on.
I just hate... But cell shade in general just, like, concerns me. And it makes me weird as an illustrator. But we are also, like, hard deramping this. I'll call this into, like...
Pre-show.
Yeah. But...
I was gonna say...
If we're keeping it to anime as well in general, like... Really, like, you know what I'm saying? I'll transfer this to, like, I just got a Gundam model, and I like Gundams, and Gundams in space is fun.
Gundam in space is fun.
And also black holes, wink, wink, nod, nod, ed, transference from anime to space.
Nudge, nudge.
Yeah, I've got a lot of different things. What do you guys want to hear first? Cool or terrifying?
Well, actually, wait, hold on. I actually do have something to say on terrifying, though. I know spoopy things. But there's like a bigger thing on the YouTubes. I think it's just, why do I sound like a fucking boomer? there's something that went around a while ago of space snakes. And I thought it was kind of like a funny thing. And then I looked into it more and I was like, oh, fuck. Like, I mean, I guess that could be a thing. I just don't really like, because my only thoughts is like space is made up of dark matter and dark energy. And a lot of what scientists have said is, like, it's basically, like, not on our spectrum of visually seeing. So, like, there could be, like, I don't know, so much, like, hidden shit that we just have no idea that's just in this, like, black void of space. But there, I mean, I don't know, like, anything from, like, fucking alien to, like, just some creepy-ass shit in space, like... I feel like that is definitely a immediate go-to kind of horror thought.
I'm
going to
say this, man. That's something that Rick and Morty finally got right about Slime. Well, I shouldn't say finally. But they got it right, man. Snakes in space? I never thought that would be the one thing they would get right.
What episode was that? I'm trying to remember.
That's the one where the snakes came back in time, Terminator style.
Oh, yep. I remember that one.
Snake jazz.
That's why I'm like not like condoning it. I'm like, yeah, sure.
So real quick here. What do you guys want to hear first? Like amazing, terrifying, or just what sounds like it couldn't be real, but is definitely real?
I don't even know. That's like a lot of those so many options. I feel like you're just a conspiracy theorist.
Some of them sound like they're conspiracy theories, but I mean,
I have a feeling everything you say is going to be a conspiracy.
No, but I mean, like, yeah. So the videos that Ed also posted to watch, are also like look like BuzzFeed videos. So I feel like they could be anybody saying anything. So I really want to hear what's going on here. I'm very curious to take this deep dive.
So I'll talk about the really cool stuff first here. So I want to say it was October of last year. I want to say it was Halloween, 2021. The James Webb Space Telescope launched. And this thing looks like it came straight from Star Wars, like an Imperial starship. With a giant yellow dish on top. And it's amazing. It uses infrared technology to see into
yellow
space.
Dick on top, heard.
And that infrared technology allows for the gases and stuff that are in space to essentially glow so that we can see further into space.
It is phenomenal.
There was one point where it was staring into one part of space. And astronauts were like, why is it staring at this black emptiness in space. And then finally they got the image back like 3 days later, and they zoomed in and they could see millions of stars. And they're like, wait, that was all in that
millions tiny millions little space? And millions.
Like, okay, maybe not millions and millions and millions, but a lot of stars. And yeah, and it's so crazy that just in the naked eye, we don't see it. But using this now this telescope is in space. Now, it's
not crazy.
I don't remember exactly where it is. I should have looked that up, but I didn't.
He was frantically trying to Google before the episode. I mean, but if you think about it too, like, I mean, and I'm always going to relate space personally to our own oceans, because look at the things that are in it that we don't even know about. We haven't even figured out things on land. Like, we're still finding creatures on land, like the Amazon and fucking, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's... Even thinking about, like, what is it, the fucking, it's like a punching mantis. Do you know what I'm talking about?
I think so.
It has, like, some crazy spectrum, but it, like, it has, like, little arms that literally just, like, hella punch super fast. They, like, Falco punch that shit.
You talking the mantis shrimp?
Yeah, I was trying to think, like, what is he talking
about? Yeah, sure. I thought it was, like, a punching something. I feel like
they pretty much supersonic punch.
And then but they're like their vision is like the punch. But it's their vision is insane. But I mean, look at dogs, snakes, like general reptilians, like what are the sort, like there's different spectrums that we have no fucking clue about. Like, what is it, like just basic shrimp too, just have like insane, like they got crazy visuals, brah. But like, it's just even that, it's like, that's what I'm trying to say, like earlier about dark matter, we can't even understand what is in certain areas, because it just not, it doesn't pick up that amount of light. Like our eyes just don't do that. Like if you even understood the things that you could do with like just light captures with a normal camera, you know what I'm saying, you can, I'm assuming, do some amazing things with just pre-recording on insane scoped NASA telescopes. Oh, you know what I'm saying?
It's crazy. This telescope is looking at exoplanets, and I don't know if you guys know what exoplanets are.
I have no idea.
So there are planets off in other galaxies that they're trying to, that are essentially they're trying to find another planet so similar to Earth that it could inhabit.
There's like, what I don't know the names, obviously, because fuck that.
Yeah, they have weird names. There's like
two or three planets that we found now, right, that are slightly habitable.
Oh, yeah. And I mean, some of them are super Earth.
And what the fuck does that mean?
So a super Earth is essentially, imagine the size of Neptune.
Double water.
So imagine the size of Neptune.
It's a pretty big.
Okay.
But Earth.
Okay, just a bigger Earth.
It's like a giant Earth, yeah.
Okay. I feel like they could have just called it Earth. but this is just me being a nerd and off-tracking this. But I, like, feel like we... I don't know. It's always, like, the question of, like, terraforming and shit like that. Not, like... Because, like, obviously before... God, it's only been, like, the past, like... maybe like 10 years, right, that we've like found like inhabitable planets, because before that we were like going so hard into re-terraforming a planet. Like, this is again me being a nerd, but my immediate thoughts is like, nah, when are we just gonna do Titan A and just let it happen?
I mean, do you know what it would take to terraform Mars?
That's a board game hack.
I feel like that's pretty inhabitable.
I'm pretty sure that's a board game.
Are you
talking about Wait, what are you talking about? Terraforming Mars?
That's my contribution.
I hate you then, Ed.
That's
then
my contribution.
Okay. I thought that was his reference. Oh my fucking god.
So I think Elon Musk said that all you would have to do is heat up the planet.
Yeah,
to get like pretty much the
that's
ice.
It, Derek, pop, that's all you have to do.
Do you know the best way to heat that planet up?
Just put some ice on it. Just put Mars on ice. It's fine. What do you mean nuke it?
Nuke
fight
the planet.
Fire with fire?
No, Mars is incredibly cold. So how do you warm up? Essentially, how would you super warm up Earth and global warming and stuff? Boom, nuke it.
Isn't it closer to the sun than us? I thought it was...
Mars is further. Stupid?
Okay, I'm just... Yeah. I'm just
Mars is the fourth planet, Earth is the third.
Okay.
So it's technically... I mean, I don't know if Mars is in the Goldilocks zone or if it's just outside the Goldilocks zone.
What the fuck are you saying?
So I've heard of the Goldilocks zone is, before, but it's not coming to mind right now.
What it is, it's like a zone around the sun, essentially, that would be perfect for inhabitation.
Oh, I understand what you're saying.
Yeah, like it's not too hot,
I feel
too
like
cold.
Just the technologies, the terminologies, I just like.
Yeah, so it's like the perfect inhabitable zone.
I know what equinox means. Okay.
So, like, the best way to pretty much terraform Mars would be to super nuke that shit. Give it a few
years. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Throw it in the microwave.
And then, boom, there we go. Yeah, microwave that shit. But
a minute 30, that should make anything fucking hot in the center. Molten core, moi, chef's kiss.
I do like one of the things that scientists are trying to do is rename the terminology when it comes to, like, they don't want to use the term colonization. We're going to colonize that planet. They're like, nah, we don't like that terminology because that means that we're going to just, like, essentially be like the fucking... 1700s where we're going to colonize all these islands and stuff and we're just going to wage war, and they're like, nah, we'd be more like settling. It'd be settlements, so we're going to try and build settlements and stuff like that.
This isn't actually Star Trek.
Derek, did like, you just sense right now?
No.
Did he what?
I'm sorry. Pete texted, I'm going to put my daughter down. And I was just like, no, don't put her down.
I just got her and then I'm like, I'm what?
This isn't the apocalypse.
That was last week. You don't have
to. Oh, boy. To clarify that statement, I never...
To continue on to space.
They would just be settling the planets, not colonizing. And I think that's... I like that terminology a lot more. I think it's a lot more... realistic. Well, not necessarily
make up
realistic,
your mind.
But
less invasive.
Yes, and less invasive. And if we have a more peaceful mindset when we're going and exploring space, you know, that could lead to better mindsets.
I mean, the whole thing is too, like, we're trying to get in this I feel like this is like borderline territory. It's like,
you
know,
feel like it's borderline
customized to the thought of aliens. You know what I'm saying? Mm. Well, it's bordering the conversation of indefinitely. Just that we're getting normalized to what would be like an alien or are aliens. I think I said this. I don't even think I said this on the episode. There's a show that I've been watching. It's kind of ass, but it's kind of good. Hellier, but the plot specifically is that there's like kind of like alien creatures in like a bunch of mines underneath an area, and they've already like grown, and that's like half of what you see cryptids are. You know?
Yeah,
but it's like a lot of reference. Oh yeah, because I did say this, because I said it was Kansas, but it's Kentucky.
Yeah,
the Kentucky goblins and shit like that.
You had me actually,
like, you know,
googling
like, what do we
it's like, how, I mean, far away
we,
am
what
I
what do we do if I mean, like, what do we do if, like, aliens are here already of the sort? Like, what is that going to change our lives?
I don't think
that
should
alter.
I absolutely don't think it should. I mean,
or if, you know what I'm saying? I'm not saying that they are. I'm just saying.
I mean, if there are aliens on Earth, I absolutely believe that we should embrace the fact that there are aliens on Earth. I don't think we should be seeing that as a negative thing.
We have to eat your children for sustenance. Sacrifice 100 children.
That's easy, man.
Because
do it. Just do it.
Nuke weapons.
Well, I mean,
I'll pop them out.
I mean, if they're already living on the Earth and they've been living here for a long time, and they have been gathering 100 kids a year, I mean, we haven't noticed.
Pardon.
I mean, should we really notice now?
I mean, that would explain like small town missing children kind of shit,
right?
But I mean, like. retrospect is like, if we were to have a motherfucker right now,
surprise mother,
because I mean, you know, it's such a common thing. If we like head right now, because, you know, like, there's so many people that have that say that they see things, sightings, whatever the sort, whether that's whatever the fuck it is. I'm not even gonna touch that topic, really. But, like, you know, what if right now a fucking spaceship dropped down right fucking outside of the, like, your house, and we're just like, hey, what's good? We homies, or we, you trying to fuck me up?
Trying to mess you up.
What I'm saying? Like,
boy,
throw these hands. They're ready to eat for everyone. Fuck you and your planet. I don't even like Krypton. But you know what I'm saying? Like, it's kind of like more of that fact. Like, is that something like one day aliens will just be here, or whatever the sort? Because obviously we can't ignore the fact that we are clearly in a fucking, even if we're in a pocket of a galaxy, like, separated from other galaxies, even so, like, we can't just be the only, like, even if there's just, like, dumb little fucking amoeba things on a planet, you know what I'm saying? There's still life outside of us.
Yeah. To think that we are the only living species in the entirety of
space. It's just ignorant.
It's incredibly ignorant.
But, like, I don't know, because it's also the question, too, of, like, because me and I kind of had a little bit of a conversation last night too about this, like the multi, like, dimensional theory. It's like, you have, not that you have a dimension or universe for every action that is taken or action not taken. It's more of that there's so many fucking infinite, like, clusters of bubbles that are related in invariance, more or less, that it's like you can't not have. Like, there's so many millions upon billions of, like, whatever those would be, like, a pocket universe or other dimensions. Yeah, it sounds really stupid as I say that out loud.
It sounds...
So it's like if we had our or even if we were, like, a bubble off of a bubble of our dimension, you know what I'm saying? Like, there's so many possibilities out there that... you know, you're just, that's just like a potential human expansion of trying to find something greater in, like, in knowledge of things. Like, is it a factual, or is it just somebody being like, nah, I like the flat earth and nothing else exists?
Yeah. I like the idea of multiverses.
Mm.
I do like the idea. And like I was saying the other day, like, let's say we were able to bridge that gap and traverse these different multiverses. And I asked you this yesterday, and I'm going to ask Pete. Would you be friends with yourself?
He asked me a dirty question yesterday.
Uh-oh. Tell me.
It started with this. It did start with this. It did start with this question, but I want to know on a first level here.
He said, would you be friends with yourself?
I would fuck myself. I mean, essentially, that's just...
He wanted to ask you
that experience that you couldn't pass up.
Oh.
No, my first question is...
See, that's what I'm saying. Like, because my immediate thought is, I'm like, no. First.
Okay.
Of all,
well, is it a duplicate me? What version of me is this?
A,
like,
no. B, literally fucking why? And then Ed's just like, and just like, you know, if you could hear like, brown chicka,
without question,
brown chicka, brown chicka, I'd fuck me, brown chicka,
I'd fuck me,
brown chicka. Put the lotion on its skin.
Would you fuck me?
You know, I'd fuck I don't really like that.
Imagine it's the same version of you, but instead of having whatever you had tonight for dinner, you had a chicken salad.
Man, okay, now am I here forever? Am I here for a day?
This is also assuming that, like, the paradox is
What's the deal?
Let's say you could only bridge the gap for a total of 12 hours.
Oh my god, you know what I think I would do? I think I wouldn't hang out with myself, and I think I'd just enjoy the alone time. Because if I know me, I'd probably also just want to be alone.
Like, all right, bro, good talk.
Like,
but would you at least want to see what the other you has
no,
done.
No, because you literally just told me we're the exact same ones. The only difference is that we ate something.
But you wouldn't know that initially.
Oh, fine. I mean,
how would you know that they had the chicken salad versus whatever you had tonight?
Oh my god, this is reminding me of that Futurama episode where they, where everything was decided by a coin flip. Derek, you know what
I mean,
I'm
I would
about.
Be best friends. I would try universe to find a, way to hang universe out with one. Myself all the time.
Wait, what?
Is this Community reference? Wait, there's so many like alternate timeline shows.
No, I'm referencing Futurama, the alternate timeline was decided by a coin flip.
Gold or silver plating for Bender was stupidly my
and
favorite.
So, and we have Universe A and Universe 1.
The boxes and the boxes and the boxes and the boxes.
The boxes. The
tiny boxes. Tiny boxes.
The second one. So there's going
anyways, boxes, back to your question, Thomas. I would see. I guess I would be curious and I'd talk to myself and I'd ask, hey, what's different?
Yeah. I guess you like, would be like, I don't know, I guess, really? Like, except you'd be like, well, my socks
I feel
are
like
purple.
Because I would just walk in. On myself living at my parents' house and everything would be the same.
I'm
like,
not gonna lie,
I guess everything's the same.
I would kind of fucking panic and like I would have to like make sure that it was my double and then kill them because there can only be one.
Oh boy.
That's a good
But idea. Honestly, because that would scare the fuck out of me though. Honestly though, because like I'm not gonna lie, I had at my art college, it took me a minute to like confront this individual, but I weirdly had a doppelganger and like people didn't know, but it was like how do I say this? I wore some like bigger jackets and just had some long curly hair and we found out it was a chick.
What?
Like the same exact glasses style as me, like the same exact build. It was just fucking weird. But like, I like literally kept like seeing her on campus and I was just like,
I absolutely
like,
love how
because this is like this is like art college,
absolutely
by the way.
Three different things.
I just well, just like this is like art college, and I was just like, what is reality in a tiny little fucking one stoplight town? Just like, what is happening? Is this real? Am I gonna have to kill a man?
Were you on any drugs?
Sometimes
that may have had something to do with it.
No, that's college. It's
so
okay.
I love how. The one it's kind of reverse of how I thought it would go.
Why? Like,
what do you what?
Like in the sense of how we would treat our opposites, like
I'd just be frightened because
Derek
do,
is like,
do they have a fucking mustache?
Fuck you, you're dead.
Do they have a goatee and mustache? Is it the evil
that
timeline?
Means evil.
Is it the evil timeline?
I don't know.
No,
I don't know, man. Right.
See, that's what I'm saying. If I saw that chick, we're having you
come up with the parameters of this alternative.
Dude, I'm telling you, if that chick had a fucking mustache and goatee, that bitch should like, be out like a light.
Like, essentially like this. It's the exact same version of you. It's the exact same version of you, but instead of what you had tonight, you had a chicken salad. How about
really like
that?
I had salad. A chicken salad.
Okay, well then in the opposite
nothing
world, you
changed.
Had a carne asada burrito
Derek,
for dinner.
I think we know the truth. We are in we are in each other's alternate universe as each other's doppelganger.
Honestly.
Oh, God.
So I think this is really funny, actually. Both. So the Lots of Pasta podcast, the dude literally like looked at my Facebook profile and was like, nah, I can't tell you. I can't actually like, because we were going to like webcam. And he was like, nah, I actually can't fucking do that. I was like, why? He was like, because I saw you and your girl and I literally look like a weird love child of yours. And I was like, oh, that's fucking hilarious. Yeah. But what? And he was like, yeah, I just like, I'm not even like, he like laid her down the line in front of me and I was like, oh my God. Like, he's just like,
it's true.
Like a little bit younger than me, but it's just like, I made a joke one time. I was like, Papa. But it would just be weird if like, I walked into another universe and just saw like you and him. And I'd be like, why? This happening like what the fuck. Okay,
I got a theory for this. To combine the next two to combine to kind of in a way transition to what I'm going to talk about next.
Okay,
what if the universe we were in originally when we were born merged with an alternate reality?
We would be fuckers in
like,
theory
weapons
that would implode.
Not necessarily, because we I don't know if you guys remember this, but we lost a black hole at one point, right? For all we know, because we know pretty much jack shit about black holes. As far as I know, we don't know very much about black holes because they're incredibly difficult to observe. We only observe them based off what is not there, where like light essentially bends. So that's how we can find black holes. We don't know if they travel. We don't know if they just poof, disappear. We don't know if they teleport. We just lost a freaking black hole. So what if, well, and we don't know what's on the other side of the black hole. For all we know, that's the bridge.
Well, because Ed, we sent out an astronaut to fight the final boss. So that's just, that's the first boss. So he went in and he fought it and the gate closed. So when he came back, he got the crystals of paradise. And we're going to move on to the next level of, okay.
I love you.
I'm sorry. This is how my mind works.
So, what if that...
Wow. I'm so sorry.
What if that black hole teleported to our solar system, we got sucked through, and that's the reason why we have Mandela effects, is because it was the two or even multiple different realities merging into one.
See, I actually really enjoyed that you brought this up, to be honest. I've definitely brought this up before, but the Lunopolis theory, that just in theory that we have like went back in time a few times and we've like overwritten a script. And I feel like,
yeah,
I find that interesting because it's like, what scenario would cause this? And that would clearly break some sort of like times like situation. So even if that happened a first time, I feel like that would be like an eventual, like an initial like factor into something like that. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
How do I say this? Like, just like an initial like starter on an event to like create multiple realities based on like breaking time by going back. You know what I'm saying? And that could be, this whole overlap saying. Is like overwriting an old VHS tape, and then that could explain like a bunch of paranormal things as well as like deja vu or exactly you're saying Mandela effect, like
spiritual activity, like
having,
or whatever.
Yeah, having universes merge. Because that's exactly what I'm saying. Like it would have to be something within our bubble of universes that is a similar spin-off. So even if, like, what if we, in theory, before we went back in time, we never had black holes? You know what I'm saying? And it's just a result of and
ripping through time and space multiple times.
And just every time that like a black hole appears or reappears, it's a creation of another connected like pocket universe, or the merging of another one to ours, exactly explaining. And I know Mandela effect is like I want to say like an overrated theory, because it's just like how our brains process things too. It's like reading a word and having,
or
like
maybe
some of the
words, it's like
gone.
The time rings from Dragon Ball Super, you know. Maybe it's like that. God, you know, and there's great. Goku Black in our world. You know? Maybe
we always have to have this
maybe
obscure
that's a thing.
Reference.
No, I mean, same honestly. No, what do you mean? Bulma didn't create anything to send Trunks back in time. That's crazy. We don't need to anybody. Yeah. No, we don't need to have a chibi version of like the normal version of the person in the same universe. That's weird. Why would you do that in any anime ever? Boy. That's stupid.
Doesn't make any sense.
I know.
Nope. Has never happened. Never seen any series like that before.
I think I would riot in the streets if that happened. Actually, if we want to talk about chibi in space and anime, SD Gundam is the worst thing I've ever seen in my life. I'm just going to make that plug. And I've watched Dragon Ball Evolutions. Thank you. Have a good night. Goodbye. Okay. What were we talking about?
So, I mean,
space.
Those theories of black holes and how they're created and everything are actually a lot better than the theory I came up with about a year ago.
Oh, you came up with a theory?
I did. And
the theory of additivity.
I was talking to a lot of my previous coworkers and stuff, some of my old friends and stuff out in Colorado. And I kind of gave some of these young teenagers some existential crises.
Is he going to say the Matrix?
No.
Thank you.
What if we're all already dead? Because we all
I just said don't say the Matrix.
Let me finish. It's not the Matrix.
You're kind of going that way.
Let me finish.
You watch Animatrix, we're all batteries, bro. Get out of here.
Let me finish. We're not batteries. Because we don't know very much about the brain, the human brain.
No, we know
we don't
fucking
know...
nothing. That's what I'm trying to... That's what I hate about our exploration of space. We can't even... We don't even understand what the fuck we are. And we're just like, but let's go! Like, I mean, Gurren Lagann mentality, but so, like, Jesus Christ.
We like to make fun of insects because they have a hive mind. But what if we also, in a way, have a hive mind?
I mean,
we're all...
Are you talking
what
about
if that black hole came
at that point?
Kind of. What happens if the black hole came and
black hole sun.
Yeah, we got sucked into the freaking black hole. Everything is gone, right?
It would be, in theory, it would be seamless.
The last synapse of our brain, all of the brains is every brain.
All the brains is
every of the brain.
Every brain.
I am so smart.
TV, a hive mind. Survival mode.
I love the app.
And everything that we are experiencing now is our brain's way of saying, this is what would have happened if we didn't get sucked into a black hole and there was no black hole that sucked us up.
Do you want to know something actually fun about the brain? Hmm. Every time that generally there's a situation of quote-unquote Bloody Mary. How do I explain this? Your brain gets fucking bored sometimes and will literally create things visually like... People just underestimate how powerful the brain is. And also, it's just like your brain can live up to now. It used to be like back in the day, it was recorded like there's still like electrical activity going on for like a few days after death. And now it's up to like 20 to 30 days kind of thing. So like your brain, you can be tripping out like inside of your head. More or less dead, still like having activity, you know what I'm saying, for like quite some time, which is quite interesting to me. Cause like, what the fuck is happening to your electrical signals? Are they just like slowly getting dispersed? Like, I guess into an area until it's discharged, because it's like, there's just all this electricity just near, like in the ground.
Right,
but it's just energy, man.
But you say just energy, just but like actually electrical charges, guys.
Well, actually,
my mom will tell you different. Okay.
The medulla oblongata.
I mean, I guess. What is your next topic, Ed?
Okay.
Because I don't want to hear the frightening, but I kind of want to hear the frightening because I know it's not going to be my level of frightening. It's going to be like existential dread.
So this is the frightening part. So human hubris, the hubris of mankind, I should say more accurately, is going to be what destroys the galaxy. It's going to be what destroys our universe, our solar system, because... Well,
our universe and our solar system.
It's going to destroy one of the two. I'm trying to remember which one. I think it's the solar system. Solar system is.
I would say definitely our solar system.
Yeah, it's not going to be the Milky Way that it's going to destroy. It's going to be the solar system.
At least our immediate planets.
Yes, our immediate planets, all the way through Pluto, which is always a planet in my heart.
Hey, yeah,
it's a dwarf planet. Word of that is planet.
Wait, we don't planet shame here, guys. Okay.
No, we do not.
Don't shame our little kings.
We don't care how big or small you are. You could be Jupiter if you want.
Short kings, little kings, tiny kings,
young kings,
big kings.
Exactly.
You could be the size of Jupiter with a Pluto-sized heart, okay? Or you could be Pluto with a Jupiter-sized heart.
Oh my god, shut the fuck up. but anyway. What I was trying to say is, more or less just, we've sent so much shit out that like there's, and this has been a problem for quite some time, to be honest, is that we just have shrapnel. Like even you see multiple things on record of astronauts being afraid as fuck, because literally the tiniest thing can fuck you up. And whether it's just rocks, space debris, but like there's just so many fucking old, but you have to figure how many discharges from rocket ships like going into space are just fucking going around our orbit or our moon's orbit. Like there's one thing that astronauts specifically refer to is like, if you smell a certain smells, like, just don't even finish what you're doing. Just enjoy yourself for a minute because you're fucking dead. Like,
yep.
Like, fucked up, dude. Fucked up. Space snakes.
Like, so yeah, that is a scary thought, you know, because give it a couple hundred years and we will not be able to leave the planet unless, of course, we find a way to clear up the debris.
Futurama,
the trash.
Futurama knows what's good.
They are trying
to. You just got to get it all in one garbage pile and just shoot it out. Another solar system. It's fine.
And then when it comes back,
somebody
else shoot it again.
Yeah, somebody else will deal with it.
Bounce it back.
Yeah. Yeah.
Speaking about shooting things out to other things, do you want to know what we plan to do to the moon and what we actually did to Jupiter?
These sound like conspiracy theories, so no.
I'm still gonna tell you because they're quite
interesting. No, I'm saying this is the
conspiracy theories.
This is our section. Our special addition to the end of the show. It's our conspiracy theory corner. Here to talk to you back.
What's the name of that other guy that nobody wants to talk about? I need to get my grunge voice in.
All right, ladies and gentlemen.
No, I don't like this. Turn it back. Undo. Can I undo?
Let's switch it back from Alex Jones to Thomas.
Yeah, thank you. No, it's Alex Trebek from Unsolved Mysteries.
Space is going to turn the frogs gay.
You got to get that shit right.
All right, so I'm going to... All right, here we go. Conspiracy theories with Thomas. Right, so back... before we sent people to the moon, when we were still having that space race with Russia, there was an article that came out that Russia was planning to nuke and destroy the moon.
Sounds very Russian.
Because they could, to show their strength and power. So, of course, the United States, in turn, was like, we're going to beat you to that. We are going to destroy the moon, and we're going to nuke it.
The bullet in, like, the eye of the moon.
Yeah, pretty much. Okay. I mean, I don't think that's exactly what happened, but because...
No, it's like a cartoon our scientists face, and it's like because at the time of USSR that they were trying to, like, actually rocket the moon.
Yeah, I think that's what it was.
Okay. I was like, this is a whole different thing.
So, our scientists were approached by, of course, a military general that says, hey... Russians are planning to destroy the moon. We got to do it first. And so they're like, why? Let's not destroy the moon. I think this was also before they discovered that the tides, or could have been also around the point where they discovered, maybe I'm totally wrong on this.
I think you're totally wrong.
Tides are controlled by the moon.
I think you're totally wrong on that one, but I know next to nothing about this. So
yeah,
I'm
just letting it happen.
But
yeah.
That just sounds super off.
Yeah, I don't disagree. I'm just
maybe we already knew about this. I don't know.
I was like, I'm just drinking water.
But I don't think they thought it was going to be that big of an issue destroying the moon. But scientists were like, let's not do this because think of it this way.
The scientists said
and they tried
no.
to explain science to the government, and the government was like, nah, fake news.
I said, nah, bitch. I'm out.
And so they're like, okay, the scientists are like, okay, well, how do we get the government to realize the error of their ways? And so a scientist says, okay, I have an idea. If we destroy the moon and Russia doesn't realize it until after they shot their rockets are going to not hit the moon, but come around and hit the United States. Do you want to be hit by rockets from the from the USSR? And they're like, okay, maybe that's not a good idea.
And
then they came up with a treaty.
Like, war movie.
Then they came up with a treaty with all the nations that were like, yeah, maybe let's not use space for war. Let's use it for exploration and for science.
What was this treaty called?
The scientists said, don't do that shit treaty.
Pretty much.
I need some information as opposed to just words.
Yeah, I agree with this.
Hold on, I'm looking at this.
This hurts.
I told you this is conspiracy theory.
I don't know enough.
Okay.
I don't know enough.
It's called the Outer Space Treaty.
I need facts.
It was signed January 27th, 1967.
Is William Shatner on this?
No. So this was signed January 8th.
Trying to give you no hesitation.
Trying to tell you what you asked for here. So it's called the Outer Space Treaty. Formally, the Treaty of Principles Governing the Activities of States and the Exploration of the Use of Outer Space, including the Moon and other celestial bodies.
What are we talking about? This is not like Cold War.
This was signed. No, this was this was signed January 27th, 1967.
67.
1967.
Okay.
And it's in English, French, Russian, Spanish, and in Chinese.
Where do you, can you link me? Can you just link this to me? Because I don't.
I literally just Googled space treaty.
I fucking love it.
And it popped up. It popped up. It knew what the hell I was talking about.
It does. I put it up and
okay.
A Wikipedia article opened up, so I'm like, sure.
Okay. Yeah, but what does Wikipedia really know? Okay.
It's also on the UNOSA.org.
Well, it just makes me think of fucking Trump's fucking space force. You know what I'm saying? Like it just sounds so, it sounds like it would be like a more recent thing than like a, I don't know. That just threw me off. That was a story from left field I wasn't expecting.
Well, you want to hear something that sounds more like space force?
Sure. Where's that Brannigan?
So, I'm going to quote, I'm quoting this here.
We're all out of champagne.
We decided.
You want some more of the guacamole?
I'm quoting this science here. I'm quoting for science. We decided we wanted to know what would happen if we were to light a match on Jupiter. Well, we can't get to Jupiter. So we figured, we thought real long and hard.
Okay.
And we're like, okay, well, Jupiter's made out of pretty much hydrogen.
I like how you just said we thought really long and hard, not we made calculated and adjusted decisions.
Hey, short and simple. Sorry, continue. We thought long and hard.
We thought real hard about it.
We really tried here. And we thought, well, the planet is made out of hydrogen here. So what would happen if we sent a hydrogen bomb to Jupiter? So, what did we do? We sent a fucking hydrogen bomb to Jupiter.
I feel like I actually heard of this, actually.
Well, I mean, I did link a video.
Did you? Okay. Maybe I'm just looking at these BuzzFeed videos too much. Jesus.
So, we sent a nuke to Jupiter, and when it arrived and landed and blew up on Jupiter, we thought it was going to be a massive explosion and a huge thing, right? Well, we looked at the surface of the planet using the telescopes and stuff that we had available. And I think the Hubble space wasn't even up there yet. I don't remember what year we sent it. And so we discovered a little black dot on the face of the planet. We're like, well, shit, let's see and monitor just how long that's there. Was not there for very long.
You know, I'm just going to say I did a quick Google search and I can't find anything on that. But continue.
Why you always gotta try and fact check me like live? Because
I'm trying to tell people false bullshit either.
We also said that this was truth? Probably conspiracy theories.
Yeah, we did. But I mean,
to cover our own asses here.
Conspiracies, well, your theories, conspiracies, my conspiracies.
Yeah.
To continue the thought here, Pete. So we
devil's
like,
advocate.
All right, well,
that's what I am.
Let's
I'm
try
the devil's
and do
advocate.
Some math. Let's try and do some math to see exactly how much of, like, explosives, how big of a nuclear explosion we would need to blow
didn't even pass
up
algebra
Jupiter.
2. I don't know what kind of math
I didn't take
you're
algebra
do.
2. I don't know what you're talking about. I never took algebra 2. I never said I would do the math. I'm talking like they did the math. They wanted to know. Exactly.
They did meth.
Math, not meth.
They got Walter
We're not in the Dakotas here.
You've been on topic for 10 seconds. I had to do it.
Jesus. I'm trying to be good and stay on topic here.
Yeah, I know.
So.
Okay. I love that. Just so matter of fact. Yeah, I know.
Jesus. So, they try to do some math here.
Sorry.
And they calculated that to blow up Jupiter.
This is like the least believable one, so I'm just like.
They would need to drill. They would first need to get onto Jupiter, drill a hole
to drill a hole and get to the center, and then they need to reboost the planet.
The nuke, they figured the size of a nuke that they would need to destroy the planet of Jupiter is going to be the size of our moon. So first they would need to get to Jupiter, then drill a giant hole the size of our moon to the planet's core, to put in a nuke the size of our moon, get the hell out of Dodge, back to Earth, blow up the nuke to see if it would destroy the planet. Now, do you know what would happen if we were, hypothetically, what would happen if we were to blow up Jupiter? With a nuke the size
probably
of the
nothing
moon.
Good. I don't know why yeah. The topic of blowing up Jupiter is even a thing. What did Jupiter fucking do to you? Who hurt you so bad?
They just want to know. They're curious little guys.
Oh, that's what I thought the entire basis of this. They were just like, some guys were wanting to know a thing. So they figured if you made a Death Star and then put a Gurren Lagann drill on the front and then screamed.
Well, you know how humans
are.
Screamed
for the force of the universe, we could blow up Jupiter.
It first started with,
oh, science!
How big of a match need to light a match on Jupiter?
It hits!
What happens if we nuke Jupiter? To what would happen if we blow up Jupiter? So we're just getting bigger and bigger and bigger thoughts here. We're getting more macho. If we were to destroy Jupiter.
But why?
To prove that we could.
What did you... Yeah, but that's what I'm saying, though. That's so America. God.
As I was saying...
What's that planet
the hubris doing of mankind will doom us all.
Oh, gee, I sure hope we can.
They say Jupiter's coming around. It's in some Gatorade over there. I'm sorry. I'm the worst human being.
Oh, you're looking mighty fine in your dress.
It's okay. You can rate this podcast 1 and then say, I love Derek. Thank you. Thank you. I'll be here all week. Thank you.
To say it again. The hubris of mankind will destroy us all. If you blow up Jupiter, a supernova effect would take place.
Pretty sure we'd all be fucked.
Creating a black hole in the middle of our solar system.
That's fine. We're fine with it. That's fine.
We would probably be. I think the most we would probably get out before we got sucked into a black hole at that point would be like, dude, wait! As like, we wouldn't even be able to finish that sentence of, dude, we fucking blew up Jupiter. We would just be able to get, dude,
just ripped apart.
We, and then.
Oh, Thomas, that literally just happened right now.
Would it?
And right now.
Would it literally?
And right now.
Would it literally?
And right now.
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 Hey,
and
man.
Right now. And right now.
And right now.
Oh. Hive mind.
And right now.
Hive mind.
And right now.
And right now.
We're in an alternate universe as we speak.
And right now.
And right now.
And right now.
We're in the universe that survived.
And right now.
And right now. And right now.
Okay. I'm having too much fun with this.
We are in the universe
just giggling.
That has survived.
Just sitting here giggling.
The black hole. Congratulations, everyone. Everything is fake. This podcast is fake. It doesn't exist. We are not real. We are all imagination.
Sometimes my girlfriend calls her stomach the black hole.
Because it's like a bottomless pit.
Yeah. She can eat like 20 tacos. I don't even know where they go.
To Jupiter.
Well, okay. It's going to go through the moon base. And then we're going to send it to Jupiter so we can make it go boom-bye. Okay?
Right. Goodbye.
Good talk.
Oh, man.
Okay, that was terrible.
Oh, boy. Space.
Oh, do you have any last words on space? Do you have any...
It is the final frontier, for sure.
Because you were really excited, and we just, like, keep derailing you. But you did get out of your topics.
Yes, I did. I did. I did
which
get
is actually
all
fun
of...
to
all of them out, I believe.
Thomas, what is your favorite space movie?
What's your favorite space movie? Because mine's Galaxy Quest.
That is a good one. And that's also my fiance's favorite.
Actually not. Actually, I there's multiple like really good horror.
What's your favorite
never
space movie
surrender.
That could be like that's closest to reality. Not like a
Please don't say Space Jam 2. Please don't say Space Jam 2.
Oh no, not
like
space
not
Jam
like a Star
too,
Wars or not like a you know, like
I haven't seen it, but it is something that I honestly think would probably be the closest. It's what is it called? God damn, I'm gonna have to look it up. I saw the trailer for it, and I thought that is going to be. I wanted to see it, but I just haven't because it's a horror film, and
space horror film that's coming out. Actually, I totally saw something like that on No Way Home, like trailers. I can't remember what the fuck it's called, but it looks cool. But definitely, like anything, like even I think it's like Prometheus, whatever was like
that
the
was
faux
the prequel to the Alien.
Alien, yeah, that was actually a good intro. That was like a fun like because the most fucked up thing about spaceships is like the dead space kind of shit. You know what I'm saying? Like a because even again astronaut fears like if you really like get anything in your fucking suit like there are so many things like astronauts have like can get hella sick from just like the powder off of their from their suits from like being out in space. You know what I'm saying? Like it's incredibly hazardous to your health. just even in decontamination chambers and whatever the sort, like there's you can't get everything. You know what I'm saying? Like there's so many things, particles, just literally
symbiotes.
Things that are just so un yeah yes yeah bro, that's like a real joke, but like actual just general bacteria that we have never confronted
radiation.
Before can do so many things, you know, fucking dead space shit, fucking make you a goddamn zombie,
body horror, my friend,
where they dehydrate the fuck out of you, yeah, body horror shit, bro.
Some which is funny that you're right mentioning there. These because this is that's pretty much the synopsis of the movie I was going to bring up.
Slugs.
So this movie that I wanted to watch
was that Uzumaki?
Kind of too terrified to watch because it's a scary movie.
I know, it's Slug Girl. Slug Girl specifically.
It's got the two sexiest men on the planet on it. Jake Gyllenhaal.
I hate that you're going to say.
And Ryan Reynolds.
Okay.
It's called Life.
I'm not going to hit that.
Oh, I think I remember seeing trailers for that back in the day.
It's about astronauts aboard the International Space Station, and they're are on the cutting edge of one of the most important discoveries of human history, the first evidence of extraterrestrial life on Mars. As members of the crew conduct their research, the rapidly evolving life form proves far more intelligent and terrifying than anyone could have imagined.
Okay, that sounds it. That's not bad.
I was gonna say that or 2001 Space Odyssey.
Okay, I've actually only read part of the book, and Hannah has the book. I just got her not that long ago, but I'm waiting for her to want to just because there's two of them, right? I've never actually seen them in full. I've seen like bits and pieces of 2001 Space Odyssey, and then it's
yeah, I think there's two
3001 or something, whatever. But. I actually have never seen it, and I feel like it's something that I need to see. But
yeah,
also,
I,
I feel like I will get a lot of shit from Hannah if I don't mention The Martian.
It's a good movie. Because
the book is actually fucking fantastic, and the movie replicates the book quite well.
I like the movie. Never read the book.
And I haven't
seen
it.
Honestly, I highly suggest it, actually. It's actually, who the fuck is it, Matt Damon?
Matt Damon.
But, I'm not saying that I'm a huge fan of him specifically, or not a huge fan of him. Either or, he's
the
a guy.
For me.
But, yeah, but good job, man. Slow clap on that, actually. I'm not giving Matthew McConaughey any leeway here on his movie.
You don't like Interstellar?
It wasn't bad. It was just Matthew. It would be great if it wasn't Matthew McConaughey. Just hey, just all the way through it. Like, if it was like a good serious actor, I could have taken it more seriously.
It was a really good film, though.
Yeah, no, I like a slow clap, but
film.
Yeah.
And it kind of plays a little bit on a lot of the different theories, like string theory and black holes in general.
And I love that shit. Like, I mean, a lot of what we said, if potentially we do a D&D, wink, wink, nod, nod.
Nudge, nudge.
Listeners and viewers and both of y'all motherfuckers, is doing like something that you can connect with like time and space as like a kind of like citadel area. But having just like the accessibility of time and space is just like has so much variables of whatever the fuck, you know what I'm saying? You have infinite possibilities. So whether you have a conspiracy theory, man, about
haven't
time
you seen
and space,
all the endings
like,
in Chrono Trigger, each one of those is a different possibility.
Okay, can I talk to you about this real quick? Can we just shut the fuck up for a
always.
second? Okay, Chrono Trigger, yes, but I have dunk and let my balls just soak in Chrono Cross.
I had a feeling you were gonna say that. Did you hear how that game might be getting like a remaster?
Yeah, I was gonna bring that up as well. Yeah, I'm actually quite interested because I actually there's a lot of game references I feel like to a Silver and Gold Knight, and it's always like a fat guy and a tall skinny guy, and it's just like so many RPGs just have that trope, and I feel like it's just like from fucking Chrono Cross. But yeah, I actually have that. I might actually play that later.
Nice. I've got another question for you guys.
Yeah, please.
I know for a fact you guys all know about Elon Musk, and I know you guys know all about SpaceX.
No, who's that? No, what's that? What are you talking about?
Really? Come on, guys. Everybody knows about SpaceX.
I mean, I know of. It's not like I really know details. I know it exists.
Right. Well, like they're trying to get to Mars. They're trying to settle
Steve
on Mars.
Carell made a show out of it.
Yeah, that's how they're going to finance it. Personally, I think that's hilarious.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, that's how they're financing it for the colonies and everything else like that. Is they're going to be using it and turning it into they?
Oh, I hate that.
Because what they did is they did they took research on how much Olympics are viewed and how much people will pay to go watch it or whatever. And they realized they could make far more money of like reality TV of people in space and on Mars. My question for you is, let's say in the next 30 years, they're finally able to do space tours, not necessarily to and from Mars and you can go there.
If I can't live there, I'm Gucci.
No, like I'm talking like they bring you out into space for like 30, 40 minutes, kind of like what Jeff Bezos did, and then bring you back down. Would you do it? Number one. And number two, would you want to live in space, like at an international space station or like an international space station retirement home kind of thing where they're like, throw all the old people in space. Meh. Would you do
that? I was
fine
with the first part. You didn't have to add the retirement home, though. I think that's weird.
There's a reason why I would do that. Yeah,
totally. Yeah, why the fuck not? What the fuck else am I doing?
You're not afraid of anything exploding and you not making...
Oh, no, totally. Sense. But, like, what the fuck else am I doing on this fucking Earth? What the fuck?
Fair enough.
Derek,
okay,
I put something in the chat for you.
Oh, yeah. We're whalers on the moon. We're throwing a harpoon.
But...
Okay.
Would okay. you, on a serious note, Pete... Would you go and do the space tour and or even even settle on Mars? Would you want to do that? Or would you want to even just retire in space if that was an option? Would you do any of those?
It depends on the status of Earth.
I don't like the retire in space. Why are you so set on retire in space?
It all depends on the status retirement, of Earth.
If I could retire on a space station.
A literal Death Star?
Not like a Death Star, but like imagine because right now we have
it's not like a Death Star, but maybe more like a Star Destroyer.
Because they're dead.
But if they're like, let's say they create an international space station that could hold anywhere between 200 to 300 people, and you could live.
I would say not a space station. I would definitely live on a planet. If somebody like colonized a planet, I'm into that.
But you wouldn't want to. You wouldn't like. want to live
that's
on
too,
the space
that's
station.
That's too close quarters confinement.
Well, I mean, at any point, you can go back down to Earth if you wanted.
Nah.
Yeah, it all depends for me the status of the Earth.
I think if in 30 years...
What would you do?
They did create a space station where you could live on that space station, and it could hold anywhere between 200 to 300 people. If Lindsay was alive at that point, let's
Jesus.
No, I'm serious.
Why is it always a question of if your fucking wife's alive?
Because you never know the future. Like, as in her career field, something bad could happen.
Irrelevant of that.
Why does that even topic even come up?
Yeah, I agree. That didn't even
because if she because if she's alive, I already know we wouldn't do it.
Skip. How do I? Can I hit Alt F4?
It's one of those skeptic things, then. Like, I mean, maybe by that time. Like, we'll be so set in our ways that we won't want to, because, you know, we're so used to what we have now. And again, just in my head, since I'm not a big fan of that idea in general, I just think of all the negatives. You know, I can't see any of the positives. I don't even want to, like, think about the positives. I'm just like, nah, unless something is going on here that there's no other choice, then yeah. But if it's the same or just, you know, barely any better, then no, I'd probably just stay here.
Fair enough. I mean, my other spot is Pacific Northwest, Redwoods. Yeah. I think that would be a great place to just relax and chill out and fuck with the neighbors wearing a Bigfoot costume.
Oh, God.
Start screaming wearing the Bigfoot costume while running around at night.
You could do that in space, too, you know.
You can do that anywhere, actually.
You could do that now in Kansas.
I mean, you wanna end this for us, Ed?
I would love to. If you guys like the episode and would love to hear more, we would really like it if you guys came and joined the herd by following us wherever you stream podcasts. Come join the herd!
It's a scat goat. It's a jazzy goat.